So have you ever done anything beside comedy?
Worked in a restaurant.
Oh yeah. Okay, so no.
Yeah, that's it.
No. Okay, I'm gonna start. We're gonna do this.
Are there snacks in there?
Kind of, but no. It's my Hoda Go bag. Do you not know about my Hoda Go bag?
I do know your Hoda Go bag.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
I do.
So this episode of Talkin' Schmidt is sponsored by Hoda Go. Avi, you need one of these.
I do.
Because you are a hoe on the semi-go.
I am trying to cool it down.
Hoe on the go and blow. You have to blow to go with your car, right?
I do have to blow to go.
Okay, so Hoda Go is an essentials kit to save you from the walk of shame. It has literally everything in it. It's flip-flops, leggings, a t-shirt, sunglasses, a deodorant wipe, a makeup wipe, toothbrush, toothpaste, chapstick, hair tie, a velour jewelry pouch, and then a tote for your heels.
That's so good.
Isn't it amazing?
It really is.
I really
did you come up with this?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Did you really?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I did. I'm
because when I was in college, I was like, oh, well, I need this. I was just hoeing. I hoed so hard. And I was like, why? The worst thing about it is waking up and carrying your heels and having like an eyelash on your forehead and your mouth tasting.
Disgusting. So dry.
Like loads.
Like loads.
Yeah.
It's crusty.
Yeah, it's so gross. So I'm like, this is like, you just look like a little burglar.
You do look like a little burglar.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
That's pretty cute.
That is cute. Maybe. Anyway. I don't think I've ever seen the inside of it.
Well, you can dig through it. I can't.
Are we started? Did we start?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Anyway, you can get it at hodago.co. It's H-O, the number 2-G-O.co. And you can get 10% off with the discount code HOYEAH.
This
H-O-Y-E-A-H.
Is so good.
Yeah, so this is like the little velour jewelry pouch. So if you have like hoops,
see,
like the ones you're wearing,
like,
yeah. Yes. Toothbrush and toothpaste.
Fucking kidding me.
And then.
I also need this. I don't even have a toothbrush right now.
Why? Like what? In what capacity? Like in your car or in your life?
In my life. In my.
What level of poor are we talking about here?
My eyelash. My electric toothbrush. I don't. My electric toothbrush. I needed a new thing for it.
Head.
And I couldn't
afford it.
I don't know where they are. I lost them in my house somewhere. So then I went. And
I think
got,
I
like,
have heads. Are they Sonicare?
I don't know.
Is it a Sonicare toothbrush?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a manual toothbrush because if you're living without a toothbrush, I can't be friends with you.
Oh my god, I have one from the 99-cent store, and I like it like broke quick. I have it's been like 3 days, but I've been using it, but it's not
okay. Well,
okay, great.
Anyway, okay. So
okay,
the deodorant
so
wipe, the makeup or Advil makeup wipe, hair tie.
That's
yeah,
so good.
And then there's a little chapstick that looks like a butt plug.
Oh, it does.
A tiny butt plug. I don't use butt plugs. Do you?
I've never used a butt plug.
I don't put anything in my butt.
I don't either.
I tried once.
A few times. I don't.
Have you?
I don't love it. Have you?
I tried once.
Okay.
It was real painful. And
it was
awful. Yeah.
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 Yep.
I don't know. So there's people out there doing it and loving it.
There are women
I'm
out
not.
There who fucking crave anal. And guess
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Not one of them.
No. not an anal craver.
Not an anal craver.
Oh my gosh.
Capacity.
I forgot to introduce you.
Absolutely. Are my eyelashes, are they like falling off?
I wouldn't know what falling off looks like.
Okay, great. I just feel like they're getting stuck.
No, no, no.
Okay.
They look perfect.
We love that.
So this is Gabby Lamb. She is a comic and a train wreck.
Thank you.
Just kidding. Just
we're trying
comic.
To. We're trying to.
And not a toothbrush owner.
Not a toothbrush owner. Honestly, kind of a train wreck. I'm trying to not be a train wreck anymore. 2020.
Okay.
Dreams come true.
No train. Okay. Well, let's start with the toothbrush.
Yeah, we'll start with the toothbrush. Which.
And then.
Starting hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you that whole bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not even fucking anyone.
You will be.
Ugh.
Soon. Or not. I mean, whatever. Just leave it.
I'm
you
taking
need a
the
toothbrush.
Bag.
Let's not look a gift
Let's
horse
not,
in the
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
What?
Let's not look a gift. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes, but I don't know what that means either.
Me neither. Okay. Well,
okay, great. We can Google it.
Great.
Your teeth are so fucking white.
Thank you.
What do you use?
I was actually just thinking I need to get them whitened again.
They look so good. Makes such a difference having like white ass teeth.
I think it makes a difference having a toothbrush.
We're really on the toothbrush.
No, I don't really disagree, but I want my teeth to be like Kardashian white.
Yeah.
You know how white their teeth are?
They're so white.
Like, I don't even feel
so
like as
money,
infants your teeth are that white.
Well, you don't have teeth as infants.
Well, you do. The brand new teeth is what I'm saying. I feel like they're whiter than brand new teeth.
Ah, Yeah, no.
Do you agree?
I agree.
I was just watching that show on my flight yesterday, and
Kardashians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Talk about money.
Talk about money.
Oh my God. I love that show.
I don't really keep up. I'd like to.
Well, that's
to.
Great. No, I mean, nobody would like to. I just do because I'm like fascinated.
Do you
by
watch
them.
It like consistently?
No, not religiously, but when I do watch it, I really enjoy it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I used to hate them, and now I'm just like, I fucking respect these girls.
I'm kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
Kim
is getting her law degree.
Bullshit.
Kim Kardashian is getting her law degree.
Bullshit.
Yeah, she's like,
where is she going to school?
I don't know. University
online?
Of Phoenix.
Yeah.
University
Santa
of Calabasas. Yeah. University of my mom's writing me a law degree.
Fucking, I know. What? Is she really?
Yes.
In what?
Probably political justice for all that. You know, she's like getting people who are wrongly convicted out of jail, which is amazing.
Great.
I'm
oh
like,
my God.
It's never too late to not be a piece of shit.
That's actually great.
Yes. I know.
Especially with somebody that has such a fucking massive voice. I mean, go off, sis.
Yes. And she called Courtney a fake humanitarian hoe, which... Can I just get
her
a t-shirt of that?
Gagged, huh?
She's like, you always say people are dying, but what the fuck are you doing about it? I'm going to law school. And I'm like, yes. Now this is just an excuse for her to be a bitch for another reason.
I gotta watch the show.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yes. I'm so happy. I'm thrilled for her.
Best thing in my life.
Yeah, I'm like very happy for her.
That's
I'm like,
so
wow.
funny. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Kim's getting her law degree. What have you been up to?
University. Shut the fuck up. What have I been up to? You know. Trying to make things better in my life. That's it.
What do you need to make better?
You
everything's
know,
great. Your
everything
life
is great.
Really good.
My life is okay.
You're kind of thriving.
You think so? Oh, come
you
on.
You will be soon.
I know I need to be soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing great in comedy, which is what else matters.
What else matters? I mean, I hope so. I need to get more focused. Lost my mind a little bit for a second, but here we are. We're back.
Did you get it back?
I think so.
I don't think you ever really get it back. When you lose it, like, you kind of lose a part of it forever.
You kind of do, right?
Yeah, I think that's how that goes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little scared. I have been, like, pretty scatterbrained, but we're getting there. We're getting back. Things
how
are
is,
good.
How was your holiday? Yeah. Nothing good.
Great. It was fun. I mean, it wasn't tragic. It was just, like, I was with my aunt and my cousin. It was cute.
Yeah. Okay, so not tragic is all you can really...
I slept a lot. I... was sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's kind of tragic.
Kind of tragic. Yeah. Yeah. I was like having my own personal crisis. It wasn't anything to do with like the actual holiday.
Right. But I feel like they go hand in hand.
Personal crisis.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Around the holidays. Because I feel like holidays tend to amplify whatever pieces of your life are fucked up. Because everyone's pretending to be so happy.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Well, like, I do, but that's not how this one felt. Just like, I wasn't with my mom. I wasn't with my dad. I was just like with my, like, extended family that like I love, and I'm like,
right, where were your mom and dad?
My mom's in Africa and my dad was in his trailer, I think. And
what kind of trailer?
Oh girl, what kind of trailer?
Like a movie trailer? Or
yeah, a movie trailer.
A trailer park. Oh, I love trailer parks.
My dad lives
what
in
part of the country?
Mm-hmm. Oh, San Diego.
Okay.
Not
that's kind of chic,
country.
Right?
Well, it's where he lives is he lives in an interesting place. Where am I looking?
Hey, what are you doing with the microphone?
I know, what am I doing? I don't know who I think. Do I look at the camera? I never know what to do.
Anyway.
My dad lives in a trailer in Escondido on a rehab farm. So, like.
What is that?
Okay. So his friend owns a rehabilitation center.
Okay.
And they send, and it's like, kind of like a farm. It's like out in kind of like nature, and they send kids there that are like trying to get sober. So it's like
it's a distraction.
What's it called? Like a house, a
halfway house.
Halfway house. It's right. like a halfway house. And there's a trailer park on the grounds.
Uh huh.
And my dad, who doesn't have any money, has his friends like, you can live in this trailer if you'd like.
Cool.
So he lives in a trailer on a rehabilitation halfway.
Does he do any farming or anything? No,
no,
he just lives in the trailer.
Lives in a trailer. He drives for Uber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We love it.
Yeah, we love that story.
That's what he was doing.
Rags to riches.
rags to more rags. Rags to rags.
Rags to rags.
There he is, yeah.
And then where was your mom?
To Morocco.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We get it. She Why? Travels.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah,
she took all the money in the divorce.
All the money that was always hers anyway.
Yeah, okay.
She was just with her best friend who has money, and my mom has...
And she didn't invite you? Not to rub it in. not to hit it home.
She did not invite me. She didn't invite me. And also, okay. I don't have a passport, and also, I have no money. So
okay.
What was I going to do, sweetie?
To spend your mom's money.
She also has no money.
Oh, I thought you just said she did.
She, like, has... She's a teacher.
Enough to go to Africa.
Enough to go to Africa.
Right,
and
but not
her,
enough to invite you.
Yeah, not enough to invite me.
Yeah.
And her friend has money, so, like, okay. Her friend pays for her.
Okay. I love that. And then you were alone.
That I was alone.
Are you an only child?
I have half siblings. So my dad has two older sons and my mom's only kid.
Wait, say that about your mom again. My brain just shut down.
I'm my mom's only kid.
Okay, uh-huh. Gotcha. And what are your half siblings up to?
You know, one of them lives right over here.
Do you see him? Is
yeah,
he a boy or girl?
He's a guy. They're both boys. He's a guy. He's having a kid soon. First baby in the family with
okay.
his girlfriend. They're doing
great.
Well. We love it.
Love that. Do you want babies?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Walk me through that.
I know that you so don't.
I so am curious why people do.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do I want them? I don't even know. I don't know.
Did you have fun as a kid?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did have fun as a kid.
Okay.
I had a good childhood.
See, maybe that's why. I didn't have a bad childhood, but school was brutal. Like,
yeah.
I was bullied so bad.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone hated me.
Why?
It was insane. Well, I lived in a small town, and before my parents got divorced, they were pretty well off. And then they got divorced, and the divorce lasted, like, 7 years, and then they drained all the money. So, like, we were no longer that well off. But I think there was, like, jealous. Now that I'm older, I can be, like, I think kids were jealous. Like, we lived, like, in a big house up on a hill, and, like...
Really?
Yeah, and I, like, would get ponies for my birthday, and... Yeah, real nightmare. I mean, thank God they went broke, because otherwise...
You had that kind of...
Oh, I would have been a nightmare.
Wow.
I was ready to be a nightmare. I had no personality. That's the thing that money does to
really?
You. Really? It really doesn't... You don't need to get a personality when you have ponies.
Yeah. So you were that wealthy when you were little?
My parents were.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, not you.
Yeah, obviously not me independently. Oh my God, speaking of which, did you see this kid on YouTube? The highest paid influencer on YouTube... is an 8-year-old kid that reviews toys, and he made $24 million last year.
For reviewing toys. And he's 8. Where does that money go?
To his parents, probably.
He reviews toys.
Yes.
Who's watching these videos?
Enough people
kids?
That advertisers are spending so much money on this channel that he is making $24 million a year.
I guess that does. Tracks. Yeah, especially as... Like a kid reviewing toys. That's, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I wasn't that kid reviewing toys, so
right.
I didn't
I
have any
either.
Money at all. But, yeah, my parents did well, and then they got divorced, and it was really nasty, and then they fought. And
are you an only child?
No, I have an older sister.
Okay.
She's a scientist at Duke.
Fuck.
Yeah, she just got her PhD from Madison 2 years ago in cellular and molecular immunology and pathology.
Oh, my God. That is the kind of girl that I always wanted to be.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't envy
not
her at
brain.
All.
Do
she's
not?
No. She's super happy and I'm happy for her, but she's in a lab like 24/7.
Honestly,
she's trying to cure glaucoma.
I wish I was.
Really?
100%.
No sunlight.
Yeah. No, don't care.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what. I'm like trapped. I don't know who I want to be, but like in my head I'm like, I wish I could have been a politician or a fucking scientist.
What a nightmare,
because I'm like in
because you're like on a very you're
very opposite
yeah.
of that in all ways. So I have this idea of myself in my head that I'm like, oh, I should have, like, I think that's why I have low self-esteem, honestly, because I have this idea
because you're not a politician,
as I'm not that, and that's
yeah.
always kind of also like what my mom was like, you need to be that,
but you could
successful.
Be
absolutely Kim Kardashian
and like Chelsea Handler, like she got famous enough
that's
doing comedy
true.
Where she now does political whatever she's doing.
Maybe I'll get it together
attention.
I think my time will be when I'm older. I think for now I'm eating a lot of shit and then I'll
yeah yeah
I
end. Find it fascinating that people like don't hit their stride, really, like the fact that Ellen DeGeneres is 60 and didn't get that show until she was 42, and granted she had like success earlier and then like whatever happened, but like I'm like mm-hmm. oh, she's 60 and she's fucking crushing it.
Yeah,
and she's so happy.
Yeah,
she has a hot wife.
It's just
a great show.
Is she still with Portia?
Yeah. It is great. Fascinating. So did you know you wanted to be a comedian since forever?
No.
No. What happened? How'd you get into it?
No, I don't know. I always like knew that I was
Funny.
Funny-ish. I was never like, I'm a funny girl. I just knew that people responded to me differently than they did to other girls.
Right.
Because I had more personality.
Is it a defense mechanism?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be, right?
It 100% was for me. So, like, yeah. I didn't have a fucking personality, like I said, because I was, like, on easy street.
Yeah.
And then everyone was so fucking mean to me in school. I just, like, I tried to, like, buy them gifts to make them my friends. I was like, I'm going to Florida. Like, what do you want me to buy in you? And they're like, nothing. Like, you can't like buy you. Our friendship. Which is a really bad place to be in.
Did you not have friends growing up, really?
No.
Really?
No. Like, kids didn't, I'm not, like, people, like, think this is a lie. Kids didn't like me. And it got, like, worse in high school.
Were you a bitch, too?
I wasn't a bitch. I was a liar. I, like, lied about stuff. So I was really sheltered. My mom was crazy.
Yeah,
nuts. So she wouldn't let me, like, out of the house. Like, we had horses, and we could do, like, horses or be around, like, the farm, but, like, we couldn't go out and do stuff because I think she thought eventually, like, that's going to lead to, like, drug, sex, and alcohol, which is, like, keep me away from it, and that really backfired.
That's wild.
Yeah. So I wasn't allowed to go out, and so kids were like, what do you do on the weekend? Like, you're such a loser. And I was like, no, I'm not. I would, like, go to these concerts, and I was just, like, making shit up. And then I would get, like, caught in these lies, and everyone's like, you're pathetic and a liar. And I was like, well, you got me there.
Oh, no. You're pathetic and a liar. No, yes. I go to concerts and stuff.
Yeah, I go to concerts.
You're just, like, sitting in your backyard with your horse.
Yeah. Singing, crying to my horse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then in high school it got worse because I was, like, you know, I guess I got hot. And then...
When did you get tits?
I didn't get tits until later, but I had an ass. And I was just... cute.
You're cute. Yeah.
I was cute. And then girls fucking hate cute girls because their boyfriends want to fuck them. Mm-hmm. So they called me a hoe, and I was like, I'm not a hoe. Like, I literally couldn't even get out of my house.
No fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah. And then I finally was like, I'll show you a hoe.
Really? So you were not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So wait. So
then
you
I
were
fucked
not
other boyfriends.
I'll make it come
yeah,
true.
Yeah. No, then I turned 16 and I got a little more freedom because I was able to drive.
Okay.
And then, you know, my parents were divorced, so my mom was still really strict, but my dad was not as strict. So I, you know, started going out and drinking and partying, and but nobody at my school wanted to party with me. So
wait,
I would go to other schools.
Really?
Yeah, like schools that were nearby. I would, like, find people on, like, get, like, people's information on, like, AIM, like, chat, and be like,
really?
Like a fucking creep, yeah, and go hang out with kids from other schools. And then I was killing it, because I was like, oh, I found friends. They're just not here.
That is, I can't even,
yeah,
that's, like, outer space to me, thinking about that.
Yeah, I was in, like, bumfuck Wisconsin, though. Like, I go back, and I, like, look at where I grew up, and I'm just like, holy shit, like, there is nothing going on here.
Yeah.
So I mean, I now it's all, like, funny now, but at the time I was like, everyone hates me, I can't even, like,
that's so tragic as a kid too.
Yeah, so I think all this goes back to why I don't want kids, because I feel like it's so hard to figure out, like, who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when kids are fucking mean.
Yeah, that's what scares me about having kids, is, like, the idea that you can't control anything that happens outside of your home.
But you even can't, yeah, I mean, you can't control that now with phones and technology. Mm-hmm. I think, like, the cyberbullying and, like, the amount of information kids have, and I just look at kids now out in public and they're all, like, slouched over on their phones.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is a mess. Like, this generation is headed for the fucking toilet.
I know, it is a mess. It literally, like, the only reason I want to is just that, it's that, just that selfish human thing where I'm like, I want to have a kid. That's what I want.
Yeah. That's it. That's all the thought you've given it.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Sign her up.
I want a baby.
Yeah.
I want to be a mommy. But then I'm like, yeah. Fucking.
That sounds exhausting. I was reading something.
I'm so irresponsible. I'm like, how? No.
Right. And I think it's funny that people think that they're so good, there needs to be more of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that feeling. I'm not like, I need to have.
Right.
The
there
world
needs to be
more
of
me.
But essentially, it's what you're doing.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe actually deep down, that is what I believe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
But I was reading something in The New Yorker about, you get it, I read, right?
We get it. Yeah.
We get it.
I don't.
About how when you have kids, you're like in a fucking time capsule, because all you're doing is raising this thing that's like an unintelligent being. And so you're kind of like just stuck in this world and you're not really like evolving or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but
okay.
I gravitated towards it because
you don't want to be stuck in a time capsule.
Yeah.
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 You want to live your life.
Yeah. And travel.
That's very not selfish, honestly.
I think it is kind of selfish.
I think it's selfish, but I think it's like, but like not, you know, I think like it.
But it's like, know your strengths.
Yeah. Right.
And I know for sure my strength wouldn't be parenting.
Yeah. That's why it's not selfish. Like if right. you had a kid and that was your.
Right.
You
know. Just a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I would be a nightmare.
And your husband doesn't want to have kids?
No.
That's great.
Yeah. We're so good. Yeah.
How old were you when you met him?
Well, we met, so it's complicated. We met when I was 24. Mm-hmm. So I used to work in advertising, and the agency I worked at, I was the recruiter, and we like hired him, and I was like, I'm gonna fuck this guy for sure.
That's
loved
so
him.
Funny.
I told my colleagues, I was like, oh, he's perfect. Like,
wait, wasn't he married? Or something?
Yes.
He told me the story.
Yes.
Me the story. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was fully married, and I was just like, I love a challenge.
Yeah, she does.
She loves a challenge.
Were you sober?
No.
Okay.
And he shut me the fuck down. Like, you just like, you can hit on married guys and you can tell really quickly whether or not they're terrible husbands. And he was just like, nope, like, you are not coming. And I was just like, fine. Add good husband to the list.
A good
and
guy.
I am in. Yeah. Yeah, he was great. And then I quit that job and he stayed there and I was just doing like external recruitment. So like, bless. Just one. Oh, wow.
Just
that's
one.
Rare. I was like placing people in jobs and he hit me up and he was like, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but me and Abby are breaking up. That was the wife. And I was like, dibs, like literally on GChat. I have the GChat. The first thing I said was dibs. Like I'm a fucking animal.
Wait, so you guys had like developed a friendship?
Yeah, yeah.
Though.
We became friends. And then I quit that job. So we weren't really like talking or anything. And then he told me that they were breaking up and I was like, dibs. And we started dating like right away.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of messy. And if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't have started so quick. Because
really?
It's like he was going through a fucking divorce and like she cheated on him, like had
cheated
an affair and then like was just like a giant piece of shit. And then sorry, Abby, if you're listening.
Got your man.
Actually, thank you if you're listening, because he's the best.
That's
no,
so sweet.
But she was awful. And then like 4 weeks after she moved out, she was pregnant with the other guy's baby.
Bullshit.
Full blown pregnant. And on top of this, not like signing divorce papers, like dragging her feet, acting like she doesn't know how to do fucking clerical work.
This is a nightmare.
She was a nightmare. Like she was the worst. Yeah, so it was a lot. It was a lot to have him, like, emotionally ending something that was...
Jesus Christ. I can't imagine how he must have been.
Yeah, he was great, but it was, like, I think he was just also, like, distracted by our new relationship because it was, like, so fun. So, you know, like, he probably should have taken a little more time to heal. And mm-hmm. But it was just, like, it just worked. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's, like, there's not rules. And
there,
if
yeah.
it fucking works, it works. And, like,
yeah.
we hung out. And it was just, like, we started, you know, they broke up in the beginning of January. We started hanging out at the end of January. And then, like, by April, he was, like, I love you. And I was, like.
That fast, huh? That's so nice.
Yeah. It was really fast. And he just meant it.
That's so, oh, God.
And then, like, because I'm me, I tried to, like, sabotage it a million different ways. Mm-hmm. And then, he's like, I'm not going anywhere, so you can stop being a fucking crazy person.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, I wish. I
yeah.
wish I had that.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. one day.
You can borrow him whenever.
Maybe one
husband
day.
Husband for rent.
Husband for rent. Maybe one day.
Yeah, no. He's great. But how did we get on this? What were we?
We were talking about
babies.
Babies. And then, no, and then childhoods.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know either.
But yeah, he's great. And he comes from like a nice, normal family that I'm like... I don't really trust this.
Yeah.
You know, when you are raised in like fucking chaos.
That's what you need though. That's honestly, it's that like you need somebody who's not from chaos.
Yeah. And
obviously.
It's like balance and
we think
great.
Though, we think we get like, you know, you think that you meet somebody that has like all the same trauma you do and you're like, oh my God, we relate on our trauma so much. And it's
yeah.
like you, trauma bonding, honey, not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Also, we tend to marry our unfinished business. So if you have like an issue with like a parent, it's very
yeah.
common to like marry someone that's chaos, like that parent.
Right.
Which is why I think for so long I didn't marry, but I dated like fucking idiots.
You dated like your mom or?
Kind of, but it was more like I dated black athletes, which is like not my mom. But...
What?
they were largely unavailable assholes.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's like not the kind of person who was going to be faithful to me. So I was just like, oh, I can manage this because I know you're going to fail me right. in a million different
ways. I know
ways.
What it's like to be rejected.
I know how this like... feels, and this is where I thrive.
That is so, it's so fucking scary accurate. Like,
yeah.
And we all do this.
Yeah.
Like, we all create, like, yeah. oh, it's like
but
we follow a map of this shit.
Yeah. It's you can, if you're raised in chaos, I think you confuse chaos for love.
Absolutely.
And
that's
then
what I'm really learning about myself right
yeah.
now, where I'm like, okay, we need to fucking flip the script because
yeah.
now I see it for what it is, and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want to like live in chaos. I don't
right.
want to keep.
Well, because it's exhausting.
It's exhausting, and I'm exhausted by like my own behavior. So I'm like,
yeah.
we need to, girl, we gotta see this and move
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard though, because I think a lot of people were raised in chaos.
Yeah.
I think that's reality. It's like. Yeah, every parent is doing the best they can, but they all fuck us up somehow.
Right. When I was married, and the guy that I was married to, I am married, legally married. You didn't know this? Did you not know this? He's a great guy.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? You didn't know? I've never told you that.
It's a joke.
No, I swear to God. No, I swear to God.
You're married?
Legally
so you're
still.
Also dragging your fucking feet on the divorce papers.
He's dragging his fucking feet. He's the one dragging his feet. And I will say that. I love him to death, but he is dragging his fucking feet. He's also like in the green card process. So it's like we've been like going through this hell of like trying to.
What?
It's wild.
When did you get married?
When I was 20.
No, I'm sweating.
I got married when I was 20.
Why? To who? Who is he?
So his name. Oh, I won't say his name. It doesn't matter. He is from England, and he
hot,
yummy. He's very
yeah.
yummy.
Yeah.
He
Why aren't you still with him?
I can walk you through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So we met when I was young. I was like 19, and he was on vacation here, and we like just became like it was like as soon as we met each other, I was like, fuck, dude, that's my guy. And for a long time, he was. He's great. And so we had a long distance relationship where like I would go to England, he would come here, and we would do it for like months at a time. And then after like a year and a half, we were like, okay, this is getting too expensive. And he was
yeah.
like, I hate England. I've always wanted to live in America.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just do that? And we were like, okay. So he was like on vacation.
Okay, let's
here.
Say that you really love him mm-hmm. in case anyone from the government who's in charge
I do,
of
I know.
His green card.
I do really love it. Was we got married for love. If he didn't, you know, if he was not from England, we wouldn't have gotten married. But you know what? We had to
yeah, yeah,
make a
yeah,
choice
yeah,
for
okay.
love.
Right,
so
for love. Yeah, love wins.
Love wins, always wins. But he was like he was here on vacation, and then like a week before he left, before he was supposed to go back, we were like, I don't remember the conversation exactly, but it was like, should we just fucking get married? And he was
yeah.
like, yeah, I guess. And we were just like, okay, let's go get married. So we went
yeah.
to
the courthouse.
Court and
yeah.
got married. That was it.
Did anyone come?
My parents and two of my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wear a dress?
Uh-huh. It was cute.
Aww.
It was cute. And he
That's
wore
cute.
Like a little suit.
So then why aren't you divorced? Is it because he's getting his papers still?
He's getting it, so it's like you have to legally be married for 3 years to get your green card.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, there was that, and then we broke up a year maybe or two. I don't even remember the timeline, dude. But we, like, broke up a year or two after we got married. And
why do I love this so much about
wild.
You?
It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I forget about it. And it's such a big part of my life, and I, like, don't ever think about it. But so we like broke up, we were living together, and I was just like, it was right when I got into comedy. So we broke up 4 years, almost 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was right when I started stand up, and I was just young. I was just fucking young. We got married really young.
He's very young.
He became like very, like, I was his kind of whole support system because
mm-hmm.
I'm the only person he has here.
Which
and then
exhausting.
Yeah. And when you're like 21, you're like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that's how I managed. And then I was just like, I don't want to be tied down to anything. Blah, blah, blah. And I just started
yeah.
comedy. And I was just like, there's all these guys out here. I'm not fucking ready for this anymore. And it was hard. It was very heartbreaking. I think like, especially on, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
On everyone's end.
Yeah.
But I'm like feeling it a lot more now.
Yeah.
That I'm older and I can look back and I was like, damn, that was.
You're not that much older.
Well, it's past the relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Past the relationship. but it was a really, honestly, a great relationship. And he came from a really good family.
Yeah.
And he came from a really secure home that, like, yeah, was just loving. And mm-hmm. he's a really secure, supportive guy. And he's...
And then you're just...
Fucking... chasing madness.
Yeah.
And he was honestly there. He was down for the ride. And he was just like, I'm here for you. I love you. And I was just like, you know, fucking... You know... You know?
Yeah.
And I
I'll
just
show you.
Yeah. I fucking cheated on him like nightmare shit.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And then...
Because if there isn't chaos, we create it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then when that started happening, I was like, I gotta not do this anymore. And then I remember, like, I was just getting mad at him for no fucking reason. And I would just be like, you're so fucking passive all the time. And he was just like, I'm just here being a good guy. And I was like, no!
Yeah.
There's something...
Yeah. You don't trust it.
Yeah,
not at
all.
Yeah.
And now he's great. God, now we have a great friendship. And
is he in L.A.?
Mm-hmm. He lives literally... like next door to me with his girlfriend, who I think is so sweet. I met her recently.
That's cute.
She's very sweet. I talked to him the other day, and he's like, oh, you want to talk to your best friend, his girlfriend? And I was like, yeah.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
It's a very
I
cute...
love that I just uncovered this.
Yeah, it's wild. But we are still legally married, and I'm like, can we get this fucking divorce going, dude?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm still trying to get my papers. And I'm like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Bring it up, because I want to be divorced.
Yeah. You don't want to be married.
I don't
want to
be married anymore. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Shout out to
the
him.
Things we do for love.
The things we do for love, and then the things we do to get out of love.
Yeah. The things we do to sabotage
Yeah,
it.
The things we do. What a big fucking lesson, though.
Yeah.
Man, I was a nightmare to
Did
him.
You learn from it, though, or?
I think I'm learning from it more now that I can, like, see my patterns. And, like, because then after him, I, like, got pretty, self-destructive. And now I'm, like, coming out of it. I'm like, okay, I can see my path.
But also, you're young. And, like, I think you do so much growing between 20 and 30 anyway, where it's, like... I mean, I love Chris and wouldn't take anything back, but I would wait till 30 if I were to do it again, just because you change so much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was for me, 25 to 30. I changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel myself changing a lot, right? Like, I see myself thinking more about things, and especially since I've gotten myself into so much fucking stupid, like, unnecessary trouble.
Right.
With people, with law, with everything. I'm like, I need to really, like, look at my behavior and the
right. Well, the common denominator in all of it is always you.
Always, yeah.
Not to say you. I'm saying everybody. Like, the common denominator in everyone's problems is themselves.
Yeah. It's a lot of self-reflecting.
Yeah. How are things going with the DUI?
It's going to be done in April. Thank fucking God.
When did you get it?
April.
Okay.
It's your flu. When you have a DUI, time flies. My whole year
is
consumed by
it. Yeah, because it's so stressful.
It's so stressful. I don't know. I need to call the court and, like, figure out, like, hopefully that they process. I have a feeling, since everything always inevitably ends up being fucked up with me, I'm like, what did I miss?
Right.
What happened?
So what did you all have to do? You're on probation, yeah?
For 3 years.
Okay, great.
Love
so
that.
So we're not... We're not getting into any trouble.
We're not getting into any trouble in the shoplifting.
Love that, yeah.
I have to get the breathalyzer fixed because it's been broken for a while, and I gotta fix that thing.
Wasn't it broken before too?
Yeah.
And then you, like, made friends with the guy on
Instagram? Oh my God, yeah. I love him.
What happened?
That's my guy. Now we're friends. I don't think he works for the company anymore, but we became...
Because he befriended people like that.
Honestly, I know.
Because they saw your chat.
Yeah, they did. They were like,
oh my God, he's your new fan.
Yeah, he's my new fan. Love him.
Love him. Love a fan.
Love a fan.
No matter where you get him.
It was so funny. Like, he came to fix. So, okay. Every time I had a problem with the breathalyzer, I'd have to call this guy and be like, I need a code to unlock my fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, always exhausted, and I was exhausted. And then, like, eventually he had to come out to my car to fix it because none of the codes were working that he, blah blah blah. So he comes out to my car at like midnight one night, and he gets to my house and he's like, are you're Gabby Lamb? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you're a comedian? And I was like, yeah. And he was like,
yes I am.
And he was like, that's so funny, I was just watching your stuff on YouTube. And I was like, oh. And he was like, cool. And then we, like, talked about that.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I have, like, no, barely, no.
What's on YouTube? What was he watching?
Sets.
Okay.
I had sets on there, like, old sets.
Okay.
Like, flappers.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just like, I was just watching your shit on YouTube.
But was he watching it because you called and then he like tracked it?
I actually don't know. Maybe.
Probably, yeah. I mean, not to say that you're not, he wouldn't know who you are, but I'm just saying. Wow. Okay, wow. Okay.
So mean.
Okay.
The way that he said it was that it was serendipitous.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The way that he said it was like he was not stalking me.
He was just a comedy fan and somehow he found me.
Right. Okay, great. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound like you do.
I do. I do. I do, but I'm saying it's more likely that you called. He's like, who? She sounds hot. Who is this?
I don't sound hot on the phone.
Yes, you do. You have a hot voice.
It's not hot. Voice.
So he's like, she sounds hot. Even if not, guys are weird. And he works, where does he work? At a blower company. He's like, okay, I want to see who I'm talking to so I can envision her blowing into this breathalyzer.
Stop, that's so funny.
And then he was like, oh, she's a comic. And then watched it and then was like, hey.
You know what?
I'm going to act. And he probably went to some acting classes because this is LA. So he knows how to act.
Palm Springs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's a country boy.
Yeah. What? Palm Springs is not the country.
It is out here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so he's a big fan.
Big fan.
Was he following you on Instagram before?
No.
Okay.
So then get this bitch. So then I like was so pumped the next day. He like recalibrated my car. I was on Instagram, you know, fucking doing
yeah,
my stupid
lighting
shit.
Him up. I saw it.
Yeah. I was blown. We didn't follow each other.
Right. Yet.
Yet. I didn't even know his Instagram handle, and I like said like, "What's up to my boy? He fixed my car." I found my Instagram and then DM'd me and was like, "Oh my god, thanks so much!" And I was like, "Oh what?" And then we like became friends, and now we DM. A psychic told me that I was gonna the love of my life already existed and is in my life right now, and I'm like, maybe it's him.
Okay, what do you think about psychics?
I saw one for the first time a couple of months ago.
Okay.
It was wild.
Me too. You go first.
You said, okay, yeah. she read my tarots. I kind of want to go back. I want to see another woman who works at this place. But
they don't really let you do that.
They do there.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't. The one I went to was like, if you just hop around and do this all the time, I'm not going to do a reading. And I was like, relax, chick. Relax, mommy.
Okay, mommy. I know. Fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
So this bitch reads my tarots and I'm like, I'm pretty cynical and I like don't really, I'm not really in like all
yeah,
like,
believe in anything.
Yeah. So like even being there for me, I was like, I don't want to, cause you walk into like the psychic store and there's like the stones and the sage and all the shit and like the wisdom.
Yeah.
Warts.
It's a lot of woo woo.
It's a lot of woo woo. And I was just like, okay.
Bleh. Yeah.
But then I also have to be like, you know what? Just lighten up.
I need some help. I need some direction.
Don't stop being such a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Let's just
chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out. Nobody's coming for you.
Yeah.
Like, so anyway, I go in there and this bitch like pulls out these cards and, you know, starts doing all the stuff and I'm like, okay. But she said some pretty, pretty cool stuff. And I was sitting there and I started crying and I was like, why am I crying right now?
Yeah.
And she was like,
She
fucked me up. She was like, you have a lot of really good energy around you and people really like, she's like, you're not being seen for like the way that you actually are, but like you have a lot of really, really good energy around you. And like, there's a lot of like happiness and joy and a lot of love and like, you need to embrace that and da 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 da. And
were you like, where?
Yeah. Right now it's like, show it, bitch.
Yeah.
But she
prove
was,
it.
She was like, she like talked, you know, she touched on like relationship stuff and then was like, you really just need though to be alone. Like the big thing for you in your life right now is you need, she's like, you're ready, but like, for your own sanity, you need to take some time, be alone, like, go out in nature, like, be by your fucking self, start telling people no, like, stop being such a yes man, like, be alone.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, and in March, big things are coming. And I was like, okay, bitch, well, March is coming, so.
What's going on in March?
I get my breathalyzer out in April, which was like a big date in my head where I was like, okay, I can like start to breathe again then.
Right. You can start to drink and drive again.
I can start to absolutely.
Yes.
DUI number two. Yeah.
I'll show you big things.
Come on, March.
Go up, mommy's ready.
She's ready. She'll go to jail again. Stop it. No, I won't.
Stop it.
I won't. But so that was, I thought it was
March.
Cool.
I wonder what's March. Are you applying to any of the festivals for comedy this year?
I have not literally given it a single thought.
Really?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, but I don't really have any weight on it. I feel like people put a lot of weight on it.
I just honestly,
are you repped?
I have a manager.
Okay.
I just still literally don't think I'm funny enough. I'm like, I'm not in a place right now where I'm like, but I don't feel funny. And like, I'm just like, I don't feel funny.
Okay. Well, that's.
I got to stop with that.
False.
But I know. And I watch my shit back and I'm like.
Really?
Yeah. And like, I do want to get off. Like my therapist was like, are you going to be able to do comedy if you're like, if you like aren't talking about your relationships and your chaos? And I was like,
great question. I actually had a moment with that when I like first started dating Chris, and I was like really happy, and I was like in this really great relationship, and I had this really great job, and I had nothing to say.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, being in love and being happy isn't funny. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It's literally the last thing anybody wants to hear about.
Nobody wants to hear about being in love.
I took a break, and I don't regret it. I wish I would have wrote through it just to, like, there's funny stuff in everything, you know, like, but I do think there's, I had, like, the rose-colored goggles on of, like, everything's amazing, and I had, like, nothing to say, and I, you know, and I also was drinking a lot, so it's also wasted all the time.
I love that.
But then shit goes down, as it does, you know, even, like, though the relationship's still good, it's a fucking relationship, and things about it suck, and so, like, I think to that point, like, yes, you'll have things to say when it's not complete chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos is much funnier.
Chaos is much funnier. Yeah. But also, I don't want to, like, operate from that so much anymore. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to.
I mean, like, some of my best material is about my DUI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of my favorite stuff is about my DUI, or, like, you know, my mom killing herself, or, like, like, shit, like, got fucking real. And I was like, all right, let's make it funny.
Because,
like,
and because it is funny. It's not funny, but it's like, you
it's funny.
Have to, you have
it's
to
funny.
Deal with
you
it.
You have to laugh. Like,
you
laughing is, yeah, it's a way to cope. So, yeah, you'll definitely be able to. But I do think there's also a space in between chaos and normalcy when things, first of all, there's no such thing as normal. Like,
yeah.
But when things start to recalibrate for you and you kind of get on, like, a happier path,
yeah,
there's still going to be a gray area where things are, like, fucking chaotic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because the thing with me, too, is, like, I talk so much, like, I talk about what I'm going through, and that can be difficult when I'm, like, really going through something dark.
Yeah.
Because then I bring that on stage with me, and it's, like...
Like, energetically or jokes-wise?
I think so. Both,
yeah.
But, like, yeah. I mean, and, like, when I write bits in chaos and then I do them while I'm in the chaos, I feel like it's not that funny. And then, like, months later when I step out of it and, like, I have the bit and then I'm not so attached to the pain, it's way easier to, like, make it funny.
Yeah. I feel that.
Even, like, with the DUI stuff, because I like, talk about it a lot less now, but, like, when I was really going through it and I was talking about it, most of the time it was not funny, and it was just, like...
Yeah. I think when I met you, we were doing Comedy Store together.
That's when we met.
And I think you were doing a bit about your DUI then, and I thought it was funny, like, really funny, just because I've had one, and I think if you've had one, it's funny.
Yeah.
But I do understand, like, the amount of pain that it brings really doesn't feel so funny. That's the same thing as my joke about my mom. So it's my favorite joke. It is, like, hands down my favorite, like, it's my ballsiest, funniest joke, in my opinion. Crowds sometimes don't like it.
Yeah.
Because it is talking about my mom killing herself.
And people worry about
and
it, too.
People
and
people get,
like,
concerned. You know, they're like, so I have to battle with that, because when that joke doesn't hit, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's like, ah, like, I just gave you my most vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
And you gave me nothing in return.
Yeah.
So that sucks. But it was the same thing with the DUI. Like, I didn't think it was that funny for a while. Because I was like, for me, I went to jail for 30 days. Like,
fuck,
mine
so
was
time.
Gnarly. Like, I got mine in Arizona.
That's so much
10
time.
For 10, do not recommend drinking and driving there. Any Wisconsin, go for it. Like,
pop off.
Yeah, pop off. You could literally get 4 DUIs and they'll throw you in jail
honestly,
for a night.
There's
and
so
like,
much
us.
Fucking grass. It just
yeah. So anyway, it was so hard. I was like, this isn't my life. Like, this isn't my story. I didn't identify with what was happening to me. Do you know what I mean?
Wait. When you were
I got my DUI.
Right.
I was like, this isn't part of my story. Like, this isn't how this goes. Like, I've had
honey,
no priors.
It
yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
That's the thing about your story. You don't get to write it. Like,
it just fucking
happens. Yeah, it just fucking
happens.
Like, granted, I drank and drove. That was my fault. But, like, I drank and drove 100 times before that.
Absolutely.
And I never got caught. And I was just like, I'm good at this.
And when, okay, so I try to talk about that on stage and people really tighten up because it's like, it's such a thing. Because nobody wants to admit that they drink and drive.
But everyone does.
But
if you drink.
Everyone fucking does.
If you drink, yeah.
When you say it, people
drink,
are like,
you drive.
That's not okay. Yeah. And you're like, shut the fuck up. I bet you were wasted last night. Like, everybody does.
Yeah. I also feel like we're in this unique zone right now where, A, it's more politically correct than it's ever been as a culture, which is so fucking annoying. I can't wait for that to be over with or for it to loosen up again.
Yeah.
And, B, I think, too, there's, like, Lyft and Uber now. So people, like, forgot there was a time when there wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, you had a choice. It's like, bitch, no, I didn't. People I lived 35 miles away from where I was drinking. Like, right. Was I going to sleep in, what was my choice? My choice was sleep in my car or drive home drunk.
Yeah.
And at that point, I, like, you know, it's not like I was amazing at it, but I was pretty good.
Yeah, of course.
I, like, yeah, I was fine. I wasn't, like, crashing into things or people.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I was
me
fine.
Either.
Yeah.
I was just speeding.
Yeah, I not even that. I was just a little more confident.
Yeah,
like,
there we
actually,
go.
Actually, I might have been terrible, but we'll review that footage later.
It's hard because it is, like, people, it's such, like, a sensitive subject because, like, my manager, I don't even know if I can say that, whatever. But he was like, it's the same thing of being like walking out. It's like talking about how you like go and like fire guns into public. And I was like, okay, it's not like that.
What?
And it, cause it's like, you're putting so many people's lives at risk when you do it. And I understand the weight of that completely, but it's also like,
fine, but find me a person who hasn't had two glasses of Chardonnay and drive home.
Right. Right. I know. It's.
I think about that a lot, though, because now, obviously, I don't drink. And I think about when I was drinking, how much I drank and drove. And I'm like, God, who around me is fucking lit right now?
Right?
Who is having the best day of their life? Just like, woo, getting away with murder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've, like, really, really cooled down on drinking. And it feels great. I feel a lot better. I'm still drinking, but, like, not at all to the capacity.
Yeah.
And I'm much more mindful.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about this morning, like, I was waking up fucking so hungover for the past year, really severely, but, like, for the past couple of years, and, like, driving fucked up almost every time.
Well, that's the thing, too, is when you wake up fucked up, you're still fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you just because you got, like, 3 hours of sleep, which, by the way, like, so my husband, Chris, he got a whoop strap, which is, like, something that, like, it's the worst name. But you, sounds sexual. No, it's something you put on your wrist, and it, like, it tells you your heart rate and how much sleep you're getting and, like, all of these statistics. And the first weekend he got it, he went on a bender. Like, he was fucking getting wasted with his homies, like, every night. And it was saying, like, you know, even though he was in bed for 7 hours, he was getting, like, 13 minutes of sleep.
No way.
Because your body doesn't, like, you're still, from what I'm taking away from this, is it's still, like, processing the sugar and all of the calories.
Yeah.
And you're unconscious. You're not sleeping.
Yeah.
So, like, you drank until you were not, you knocked yourself out. So then I'm like, oh, so then I didn't get any sleep in my 20s. Like,
yeah.
That's, yeah, like, the truth. It's, like, then I just wasn't fucking sleeping. Because
yeah,
if you,
that's
when
scary,
you're drinking, you're not getting sleep. And so he's, like, this thing's broken. Like, it doesn't work. And I was just, like, well, try not drinking and see what happens. And then, of course, it was, like, you know, full hours of sleep. And then he noticed, and this is, like, the scarier part, even when he would just have, like, a beer or two beers before bed, it's, like, cuts your sleep in half.
No fucking way.
It's insane.
No fucking
it's
way.
It's fucking insane. Yeah.
Damn, alcohol's a devil, ain't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean,
she's
it's great.
Devil,
it, like,
I know.
She gets rid of a lot of problems.
She does.
Until she doesn't.
Until she doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fickle hoe.
She is.
She comes and goes. Yeah, no, but that was my thing, is, like, I just stopped getting anything out of it. I just, like, would drink and tell people all of their flaws.
Yeah.
I'm like, who wants somebody like me around? Like,
right?
Not even me anymore. Like,
yeah.
It used to be fun, but it's not fun anymore.
I feel that. I feel like myself getting a little, I don't remember anything. And I have a terrible memory, like, in general.
Anyway. But I bet you wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you didn't. Because I thought I did, too. I was like, well, I don't remember anything anyway. And then I, like, stopped drinking. And I noticed a slight, increase of memory. When I quit smoking pot, though, I was like, I have a memory. Like, I remember shit. Oh, really?
Never.
What a chic girl. That's so unique for living in San Diego growing up.
Yeah, never. I don't fucking see you later.
Really?
With weed. Yeah, never been interested.
Mm-mm. How far have you experimented?
I mean, I've, like, smoked, you know.
Because I feel like you
weed.
Have to do it, like, 2 or 3 times for it to work.
I've smoked enough times, and I've, like, taken edibles, but every time I'm, like...
Edibles are terrible.
Edibles are a nightmare.
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 My friend, you know Bill Dixon?
Yeah.
He has that tweet, which is like the best thing of all time. He's like, every story about edibles ever, it's like, I don't feel anything. I still don't feel anything. I still don't feel anything. Somebody please call an ambulance immediately.
That's so funny.
It's like,
it's so true.
Yeah, it's like, is this working? I don't think this is working. I need a doctor.
Oh, God.
Like, I need medical attention.
Like the three times, I think I've taken edibles like two or three times. And when I have, I've thought I was going into psychosis.
Yeah.
I remember laying in bed and I was like,
oh, God.
I am. I thought I was like, I'm having a bipolar. I'm schizophrenic now.
Yeah.
I thought I had like
never going back.
Yeah. I was like, I'm done. See
the worst experience I ever had, not with marijuana, but with a drug, was salvia.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever smoke salvia?
I did salvia when I was like 14.
Yeah, because you could get it at like head shops.
Yeah.
Me and my gay bestie in college got salvia. And it was like, there's like 1X, 2X, 10X, and then like 50X. And we're like, we'll take the 50X. And it sent me into another dimension.
Did it?
I smoked it out of a bong, first of all.
It's crazy that that shit's legal.
It is insane. I'm like, so you're telling me I could smoke this and drive a car, but I can't have two beers? Like, I was
right?
not even in the room. Like, it whipped me out of my body, threw me into hell.
What
and
happened?
Like, it was, okay, so
it
all
only
lasts
for like 5 minutes, right?
Yes, but it felt Nightmare. Like we had plans for the whole night. I had to cancel everything. I couldn't go out.
No.
I was like, oh, this isn't happening. So I smoked it, and I remember I had like a little like tube TV because I was like in college and poor, and I just remember it looking like it just like zoomed out, and then I was like,
no.
Yeah, it was gone, and then I was like in another dimension, and then the TV was hitting me on the head.
No,
it's like,
no.
Yes, it was gone, but it was here and it was hitting me, and I couldn't do anything to stop
this
it.
Sounds like I would have killed myself. That's a fucking nightmare.
I wanted to. I was like, oh, this is my life now. It's
yeah.
that fear of
yes,
like,
and you're stuck in that. Yeah.
This is it. I just have a TV, a fucking cheap ass TV hitting me in the head
yeah.
for the rest of my life.
That's you.
I couldn't, and I was just, apparently I was like not moving and my eyes were just wide open. And I remember like trying to talk and trying to communicate and not being able to.
That's horrible.
It took years off my life. Like I was just like
the whole time you thought that
yeah,
this TV was
yeah,
like
it was like painful, like it hurt.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
And then I like came back and it truly felt like 47 years. Like it. It felt so long. It was
horrible.
So bad. And then it was horrible.
It
was literally the worst experience of my life. And then my friend, my gay bestie, was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do any of that.
So he didn't do it.
And I was like, you motherfucker. But I was too upset. Like, I literally, like, got off my futon and, like, crawled into my bedroom and threw myself in bed and pulled the covers over myself. And I slept for, like, 17 hours.
What did he say you were like?
Fuck nothing. He said you were just not moving and your eyes were wide open. And I, because it was, like, paralysis. Like, I literally was paralyzed. I couldn't speak. I wanted to speak. And I felt like, and it was just, like, it was, like, a brown swirl and a TV. Just,
that's fucking awful.
It was insane. And then I remember coming back to like reality and I was like, oh my God, like it's over. And I just like crawled into the bed and I literally went to sleep for an entire day. And he's like, I'm not gonna do any of that. And I remember I saved it and I was like, before you die, I am making sure you do this. And so like 2 years later, he left college or Marquette. I went to Marquette in Wisconsin and he left to go down to Chicago. Because he was gay and there weren't enough gays in Milwaukee for him. So he's like, I'm going to go to Chicago to Boys Town. I was like, okay, bye. But we drove down. We unpacked everything. And I was like, guess who's smoking this salvia tonight, Kenny?
Oh, my
God. I brought it with me.
You held on to it.
And he smoked it. And he also said it was the worst experience of his life.
No way, really?
Yeah, terrible. It was terrible.
Guess who's smoking the salvia
yeah,
tonight?
Like, guess what, motherfucker?
Guess what?
Yes.
You're going to hell and back.
Yes.
No shit.
But barely back. It is one of those things where I feel like there's drugs that, like,
that's
you do
awful.
Them, and then they take a piece of you forever.
Fuck.
Like, that was
that's
it.
So dark.
Like, yeah. Well, it's like that. There's, I don't know her name. There's a comic who has a joke about Molly, and she's like, I wish someone would tell you what Molly is before you do it, because it's, you're going to feel better than you've ever felt for, you know, 3 to 6 hours, whatever it is. And then you're going to be a little sad forever.
That's so fucking true.
It's so true.
God.
It's like, I feel like Molly and cocaine and then fucking salvia. Yeah. They take pieces of you.
I did so much Molly this past month and...
I love Molly. Was it good?
Well, yeah, but it sent me spiraling.
Yeah, yeah, it does that. Yeah. You have to be in a pretty good mental place. But nobody is when they do Molly.
Nobody is when they do Molly. I was like, they do Molly.
Yeah, they're doing Molly.
I know. I was like, can I do it on
New Year's? Mental place. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh, I love Molly. I know, so tell me, what were you doing?
I took it at a concert. I took it at
a house
party.
Was it the Post Malone concert? Yeah. Oh, it was really fun. Post Malone.
Love Post Malone. That was a great concert.
What happened when you met him on Sunset?
Nothing.
Why didn't you capitalize on that?
Nothing happened. I saw him. I took a picture with him. I was shaking. And I said, I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could have got his number. It would have been so easy.
I know somebody who's fucking him.
Oh.
And it's
tiny
like,
dick.
It's like, well, you know what? That doesn't, it's like the person, I'm like.
You don't want to be fucking the same person that your friend's fucking?
It's not
your friend. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Post Malone has a small dick and Gabby Lamb is not interested.
I am interested. I don't
she
give
is
a
interested.
Shit. I will take a
she
small
will
dick.
She will take secondhand.
Absolutely yeah. will take it. The small dicks do not scare me, especially when it's on him.
Yeah.
It's the other part.
What's the other part?
Well, the person that's fucking him.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. Not interested?
No.
In being an Eskimo sister?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
That's never stopped me once, but good for you. Mm-mm. Good for you for having standards.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Look at the pretty sunset.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
It's so pretty.
I don't ever see sunsets from my house.
Where do you live?
In a trash can.
In a dumpster.
In a fucking dumpster. With my two cats.
You have two cats?
Yes.
You are a married lady with two cats. I learned so much about you.
I'm married, yeah.
Yeah. Not for long, though.
No, not for long. I, like, literally cannot wait until we get a divorce. Love him. Get me a divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so sick of being tied to somebody financially. Like, I'm like, I keep running into issues, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the IRS, fucking just shit. And I'm like, this is all because we're fucking legally tied, and I hate it.
Yeah, yeah. That's brutal.
I hate it.
Yeah. Is, like, he fucking up, and it's affecting you?
Yeah.
Or?
He was for a long time, and now he's sober. Which is
great.
He needed to get sober.
Yeah.
And I can see the change in him so much. And he's so good.
Love that.
But he needed to.
Yeah.
He was on a straight path to hell, honey.
Yeah.
But yeah. And his financial shit fucked me up. And everybody.
That fucking sucks.
Fucking sucks.
It's infuriating. That happened with Chris's divorce. I mean, as you could have guessed, that woman was not responsible at all. Mm-hmm. And we kept getting notifications that his credit was getting fucked because she was doing they had a credit card together and she was supposed to shut it down. And of course she didn't. She like maxed it out and defaulted on payments because like she's a garbage person.
Right.
But it's like, God, you just like keep getting fucked.
Yep.
Like you do, like you trust someone with anything and it's like, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna keep fucking you. I'm gonna keep fucking
and
you.
It
like
sucks.
There are just people that are like not capable of adulting. Like,
and I'm also one of those people. And like he is getting better at it now. And like I was,
you're getting worse.
I'm trying.
Just kidding.
I know, seriously. No, but I'm like, I need to get better at this because like we were both just like children.
Yeah.
That were married, trying to figure out.
Was he young too?
He's like 3 years older than me. So
okay, but
So So we're
just
like
trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And
but yeah, it's nice to not, it's nice to only be responsible for what your shit, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you don't want somebody fucking your shit up because that's
be responsible
just
anymore.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And so many people, like they see him as the bad guy. They're like, fuck this guy. And I'm like, he's honestly not a bad guy. It's just, we were young and stupid and like, we just got ourselves fucked up financially.
Yeah.
And
That happens.
Yeah. It happens.
Did you, was it like reparable or was it like, did you have to like file bankruptcy or was there any like,
I might have to.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to, which is crazy, but
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like right now I'm like in cahoots with the IRS where I'm like trying to pay them back.
Okay.
So I'm like on a payment plan with them, but then my credit is,
I don't think that's called in cahoots. I think that's just a system they offer. I think that's just something they offer you.
In cahoots.
I'm sucking the dick.
I also have terrible fucked credit, so I'm how do we recover this? Because I ain't paying that shit back.
Yeah, it's hard.
One of my exes was like, just worst advice. He was like, I had terrible credit, and I just waited 8 years, and it went away. And I was like,
what? How?
I guess it just goes away. That's probably not true.
Yeah, I don't think that's sound advice.
also coming from the source, I'm like, you, I don't trust you, but yeah. That's what he said. And he's like, I'm fine now. And I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for those 8 years, yeah, baby. Yeah.
And then see what happens. And if it doesn't go away,
we'll figure it out. I think yeah. We're on year 5 of me not making any credit card payments. So 3 more to go. Almost there.
Oh my God, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is, you are a rebel.
I had like
I would fucking shit myself.
Yeah, girl, I had like 5 credit cards. I ran them all up. And
oh, yeah. Well, that's so hard too. I feel like people shouldn't be able to get credit cards until they're 25.
Why you give a fucking 20-year-old a credit
child.
Card?
Child. I had the same thing when I moved here. I moved here with no money. Like, I had like $1,200 and I was like, I'm rich. This is the most money I've ever had.
It honestly
like,
sounds like so much money to me right now.
Oh, but like, coming from Wisconsin too, where I'm like, that's like 3 months rent. And then I mm-hmm. got here and I was like, oh, rent is, there's not one place under $1,200.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, alarming. But I like had an internship and like bartended and like did these things, but I wasn't making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I wanted everyone in my family to think I was doing great. Cause I like just moved to LA. So it's like, I'm yeah. killing it. I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this credit card and yep. like fly all over the place. And then I racked it up and then I was like, okay, so let me get this straight. I have like $30,000 in student loan debt, and then I also had like $12,000 in credit card debt.
Fuck,
like,
it's rough.
Well, we don't have money, so what are we going to do here? So I ended up selling my eggs. Yeah, I sold my eggs to pay off my credit card.
I did not fucking know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't.
What?
I have 2 kids out in the world.
Bullshit.
Yes. Well, they're not mine, obviously. People bought my eggs, and then there's a boy in Santa Monica, and then there's a girl in San Francisco. Yeah. Yes, honey, she has kids. She doesn't want them, but she has them.
What?
Yeah.
So you have children that exist. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, technically, like my eggs helped build a human, but that's where my job ends. Yeah.
Your son is out here somewhere.
Yeah, in Santa Monica too.
How old is it? How old are they?
So I think the girl's younger than the boy. I think the girl's like 4 and the boy's like 5. They were like back to back. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, wait, no, that wouldn't be right. Maybe like, no, cause it was before Chris
and
I. Yes. It was before Chris and I started dating that I did this, obviously. So I think I donated them in 2012. Also, I got that DUI. I couldn't pay for that either.
How do you find out that they exist? Do they let you know when you're.
Yeah. They let you know that there's a baby. If you want, okay, so basically, like, you sign a bunch of paperwork saying, like, I don't want this kid, and I'm never going to go hunt it down and blah, blah, blah. But if you want to have a relationship with the donor, that's up to you. And the woman in Santa Monica, when I first donated, wanted to meet. She, like, after the boy was born, wanted to, like, meet. And she's like, if you know, want to be a part of his, and I was freaked out. I was like, absolutely fucking not. Like, no, I told,
yeah.
you know, it was very scary. But then the second time I donated, the family, it was a mom and a dad, obviously. And the, well, actually the first one, the woman just like got an egg and got sperm and like made a baby. Which
really?
Was, yeah. Cause she just wanted a fucking baby. And I was like, good for you, girl.
So she's single.
Single.
Did she, did she carry the pregnancy?
Yeah.
She didn't have a surrogate. She was her. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from what I know, I guess I didn't ask, but
yeah.
I assumed. Yeah. And
the things
then
people do for kids.
Yeah. And then the family in San Francisco wanted to meet me because the dad was very sus. Like, didn't want to have a baby that wasn't his wife's, which I was like, okay. And I was like, you know, full blown, like in my, I was like hungover at the meeting and then like. Yeah, it wasn't good. But he for sure, like, sniffed out my bullshit. Because, like, you know, you fill out the paperwork and it's just like, yeah, no, there's no family history of this or that. And they're like, well, yeah. And he's just like, he hated me. But I'm like, listen, I'm giving you my eggs. Like, get over yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got 2 rounds of donating eggs and then paid off my credit cards and my student loans eventually, but that wasn't all from that. But yeah, that's how I got myself out of debt.
Fuck.
I was just like, I don't have this fucking money. Like, I don't know.
So these kids look like you.
Yeah, they're in Damien. Yeah. I have pictures of one of them. Because the mom in San Francisco was so sweet. And she's like, let's keep in touch. And I was like, okay. And then, like, when I go up there, she's like, let me know when you're up there. And I just, like, haven't yet. Because I'm like, I don't think I can meet.
You don't want to.
I don't think so.
I know. It's weird.
It's also complicated for a child to be like, here's this person. And I'm not going to tell you.
Fuck.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
What are you going to call me? Like, How are you going to explain this to a fucking 6-year-old?
Your genes are in other people.
My genes are in the world.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has me fucked up.
Yeah, but anyway, if you need to get out of debt, you can donate.
I'm literally
your eggs.
Considering now.
Yeah. Yeah, use my name. Say I refer it to you and I'll get $300.
Are you serious? Yeah. How much is it? How much do they pay you?
I think it was $10,000 for the first one and $12,000 for the second.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
Yeah. Thank but you have to do it before you're 30. Because after 30 they're like,
I got 2 years.
You're
left.
Too old.
Does it hurt?
No. But you do have to inject yourself with hormones. Which isn't great, but it doesn't hurt. And then they just, like, it's literally like a 15-minute procedure. They knock you out, take your eggs.
No.
Send you on your way. I literally went to, like, Chick-fil-A afterwards.
No.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I got to do this.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Think through it.
No, I'm doing it. What?
Yes.
You just go online and can you give me your shit?
Yes.
I'm going to fucking donate my
if
eggs.
If anyone wants Gabby's baby after everything you've heard.
Take it.
Take
what?
It.
What?
Take
I'm gonna,
it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
Because women.
Why would I lie to you?
I know. I'm like just blown away. Yeah.
I've known a lot of comics, especially that have done it.
And this is.
Because we're so broke.
We're so broke. Oh my God. This is so wild. Wow. So how long do you have to inject yourself with hormones for?
I think it's like a 2-week process. I could be wrong, though. Might be 10 days.
I'm turning 29 in August. I got to get this going.
Yeah. Fuck. But also maybe wait to see what your windfall is in March.
That's it.
Yes.
What?
Why did I think you were 25? I thought you were really young.
God, I wish, bitch. I'm getting up there and I got
to. You're not.
It's time to get successful.
Yeah.
I can't work at this fucking restaurant anymore.
Yeah.
I get out.
You hate it.
Of course I hate it.
Yeah, but
sick of being broke.
Have you ever read Big Magic?
No, but I've heard of it.
You need to read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have it?
I borrowed it to someone, to Zach Noe Towers.
Oh,
and
really?
He has it. He has it, but he's coming here tomorrow, so I'll tell him to bring it,
okay.
And then I can give it to you.
Yum, yum.
It's
okay.
So good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's great.
I can't. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm going to read it. Dude, wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
I had another question about the egg shit.
They don't tax you.
They don't tax you. They just write you a check for like 10 G's.
Mm-hmm.
Can they like deny me though? Could they be like, we don't think we want your eggs?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah. If you're like, you know, have a long history of like mental health issues or.
Don't we all?
Yeah, but you.
I lie.
Yeah.
I don't have any. There's no like health issues in my family. My mom had high blood pressure, but that's it.
Yeah. As long as your family's like got pretty good genes and you're not a total psychopath.
Yeah.
I think they'll take you. And you're hot.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Send him a headshot.
That's why. Send him my DUI paperwork.
Yeah. Wait, your mugshot.
My mugshot, yeah.
Wait, do you have your mugshot?
I do.
You need to make that merch.
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. I have
100%
it.
100% make it
merch. Yeah, you're right.
They lost mine. And I'm like, oh, I'm so mad because I was so happy in it.
Yeah,
I
were
was,
you?
Oh, I didn't I give was... a fuck. I was such an asshole when they pulled me over. Mm-mm. I was like, what are you going to do about it? They're like, arrest you, actually.
That's so funny. That's what my biz. I've like I've rewritten my bit to be like that, where they like, I was wearing a Playboy fanny pack literally when they arrested me, and I was like, who's the Playboy now? And they were like, you're literally going to jail, and I was like,
yeah, I got handcuffs there.
Naughty, yeah. Stupid bitch.
Yes. Dumb bitch.
Oh my God. Okay. Another question about this. I'm fixated. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Because now I want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to think it through, but I'm probably going to do it.
Yeah. You should.
It doesn't hurt. I think that's what scared me the most. I was like thinking it would
really
hurt.
Oh, no, it doesn't hurt. They knock you out, which I love. I love being put under.
$1,000. Honestly, I know. Fuck me up.
Fuck me up.
How many? Okay. Eggs. That's what I was thinking. Because we only have like.
Yes. You're born with the amount. Like you only have the amount you're born with. My first one, they took, I think, 10. And then the second one. Oh, I knew the doctor was fucking up. He's like, I don't think you have enough eggs. Like, I'm going to make you double the dose. And I felt like, I'm like full of eggs. Like, I feel it.
Ew.
And yeah. Anyway, so I was full of eggs and the doctor like upped the dose. It's like, imagine swallowing a sponge. Like, that's just like, except for your ovaries swallowed the sponge.
No. Oh, fuck. I hate this.
Okay. So, anyway, you might not have the stomach for it.
So,
pun intended.
Wow.
So, he upped my dose, and he's like, I don't think we have enough. I'm only seeing, like, six. And I was like, you for sure have more than six. Like, I feel like I'm going to fucking pop. I literally, when they weighed me, I was 150 pounds. And I was just like, bitch. Like, we got eggs. Like, because the hormones, like, make you fucking puff up.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, but I was like,
I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, I know. If I had to do it again right now, yes. When you stop giving yourself hormones. But I was like, I'm always like between 135, 140.
Does it make your titties big?
I was like, I am halfway to 300. Like, we are on our way, baby.
I've lost a lot of weight recently. Yeah. So I like
big titties.
You get big titties though? Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up, seriously.
Yes, I think your body thinks you're about to have a fucking kid.
You get big titties?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want big titties.
Big titties. Are you serious?
You're telling me you get big titties and 10 G's. Yes. Bitch, I mean, fuck up. March could not come sooner. Oh my God.
This is it. This is your windfall.
So, but okay. I could still get pregnant if I got rid of my eggs.
You cannot have sex when you're taking hormones.
Oh, but I could still get pregnant one day.
Yeah.
If I was like, I want to have a kid.
Of course.
You still can get pregnant.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, well, I'm not having sex anyway, so I can...
Yeah, but you 100% can't have sex because you'd have like 14 babies.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because they've like, they got your eggs all like primed and ready to go, ready to turn them into embryos when they come out. I'm not a scientist.
But her sister is.
But my sister is. Fact check it.
Crazy.
Anyway, yes.
Sign me up.
And then they scoop him out. Anyway, all to say that second time when the doctor was like, I don't think there's enough. And he's like, he woke me up. He's like, I'm just kidding. Like, your body was hiding them, but they took 19. I was like, yeah.
Your body was hiding them.
Yeah.
They didn't. Your body wanted to keep them eggs.
Anyway.
Wow.
You should do it.
I am going to do it. $10,000.
Yeah.
Bitch, I got -$100 in my account right now. I will use that 10 G's.
-$100 or $100,000?
-$100. Oh. They keep overdrafting me, and I'm like, what are you guys overdrafting? I have no money. You're just taking no money out of
You're
no
taking
money.
Nothing. They're like, once you do have money, it's ours.
It's ours. Yeah. And guess what? I'm shutting the bank. I'm leaving Wells Fargo before they could do that.
I'll never put money in. Ever keep overdrafting.
You know, I need to call them and be like, stop fucking overdrafting me. I don't have any money.
Like, yeah, I've made it abundantly clear. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Okay. Well, we made a really big life choice today.
Wow.
On Talkin' Schmidt.
This is great.
I've had a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Please think a little more about whether or not you want babies running around.
I do.
Anyway.
Can you pass me this back?
This episode of Talkin' Schmidt has been brought to you by Hodago featuring Gabby Lamb.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Go to hodago.co to get yours. And thank you so much for coming.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for what? For babies that you don't have to carry.
Yes.
Yes.
And this.
You also have to make sure you don't have attachment issues later where you're like, actually, can I see that baby?
That's the only thing I'm worried about. I have such attachment issues.
Yeah, you'd be like, actually, I'm coming over.
I would. I'd be like, can I have it back?
I know it's your husband's sperm, but can I have it back?
Can I have it?
Me and your husband could start a life together.
Thank you.
Take it back.
Plot twist. I'm going to write a fucking pilot about it.
Okay, love you.